Today is January 13, 2010, and the lesson that we're going to do today is lesson number 73, called Twisting the Pelvis Relative to the Shoulder. So one of the first things we do in a lesson here is what we call like a body scan. So as you're lying there on your back with your legs, begin to take a moment to notice how you actually lie on the floor now. And why don't you start down at your feet and notice how each leg is lying on the floor, and if one leg turns out more than the other. And again, you're just coming from a place of awareness, not correcting or changing, but just noticing, oh, that's interesting, my right foot seems out more. And let's say it is your right foot, then you travel up to your hip joint area and just notice if that hip joint and that buttocks feels more relaxed. And it may be the left side for you. And then notice how your pelvis and lower back is resting on the floor. You may have an arch back there, and without feeling the arch, sense the arch. And see if you can, in your mind's eye, sense, does it feel like a half an inch or an inch? So how you take your awareness, your perception, into feeling and sensing yourself. How much space is back there? And then noticing, when do you make contact with your spine again? Like, how big is the arch? Is it a tiny little arch, or is it a long arch? So when do you feel the contact again with your spine? And then traveling up your spine, just notice the contact in between the shoulder blades all the way up to your neck. And again, noticing if the contact changes. Are there places, let's say vertebra in between the shoulder blades, where maybe you don't sense very well? And then notice how each shoulder is resting on the floor, each shoulder blade. The shoulder blades are the big triangular bones on the back side. And then very slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. And just as you're rolling your head, notice the quality in which you roll your head. Does your head feel like it rolls easier or with less effort to one side? Like as if it might just on its own roll to one side. And then when you come back to center, perhaps there's a little more effort to roll it to the other side. Just notice that for yourself. Great, and then bring your head back to the center. And now please roll onto your left side. So you're going to lie on your left side with your left arm straight out in front of you. And then you're going to bring your right knee in front of your left knee. That's it. So it's resting on the floor comfortably. That's it. The right knee. Tom, turn the other way so I have your heads the same way. Everybody's head to the back of the room. Otherwise, it gets confusing. That's it. There you go. Thank you very much. So bring your right knee in front of the left. That's it. And now bring your right arm to rest along your right hip, right thigh. And begin to do a movement with your right arm to slide it down as if you were caressing your right buttocks. And as you slide it down, going as far as you can, making contact with your buttocks, you start to slide it to the back side of your buttocks and even towards the center where your tailbone is. See if you can, with your right hand, caress your tailbone or sacrum. And again, it's a sliding movement. So you're going back and forth. The elbow will bend, and then it'll straighten. That's nice. Good. And now start to slide the arm forward over the right hip, bringing it more towards the front side of the hip, sliding it down your right thigh. Again, you're caressing. It's almost the same kind of movement you would do if you were taking a shower, right? And then can you bring the right hand down to the floor in front of you, somewhere close to the left hand? That's it. And now begin to do a movement, again, still with the right arm, of bringing the right arm and hand over the top of the left hand. And it's like you're going to start to make an arc above towards your head, to the top of your head. And as much as possible, you try to keep contact with the hand. It'll become more the fingertips. And then bring the arm back in front of you. And see if you can keep your right arm long. So this time, let's say a constraint is not to bend into the elbow. And you're just sliding the right arm. That's it. And somewhere up near the top of your head, the elbow I know wants to start to bend. And then could you even begin to bring the arm behind your head? So you start to continue the arc, and you'll feel the arm will turn over so that the back of the hand starts to make contact with the floor. That's it. Something needs to start happening with your chest, where your chest begins to open up to allow the hand to still, that's nice, to make contact. And even to the point, some of you are already there, if you can bring your arm all the way behind you. So just let your shoulder, there you go, keep your legs over. So you never compromise the legs. Yeah, the stretching in the rib cage. But you want to see if you can bring that right arm along the floor behind you. So you're making like a half circle, right? So in a way, a constraint is that your right knee must stay in contact with the floor. It can lift a tiny bit, but don't change the legs. So it means something needs to happen in the rib cage, in the chest. That's it. And even your face and your head. So see if it assists you to let your face start to turn towards the ceiling. Does that make it easier? Now, could you bring the right arm all the way behind you so it's resting near your buttocks and the palm is down on the floor? Excellent. Excellent. There. And then in staying there, begin to, and listen to the instruction, you're going to move your left leg backwards as if you were going to bring the left heel towards your right hand now. So the left foot has to bend up. That's it. And so you just begin, so something needs to happen in the thigh, the left thigh. It's like you kind of kick your left leg backwards. You guys are doing awesome. And many of you can actually touch your left foot. And if you can't, that's okay, because again, we're not goal-orientated. So you want to, it's a continuous movement. So let the, that's it, let the left leg go a little bit, and then kick it back again as if to reach for it. And feel what happens. Something should be happening in your rib cage, in your spine, and the hip joint. Very nice. Okay, now we're going to do one more movement before we take a pause. So let that kind of go. You keep that right arm behind you on the floor. But now with the left hand, your left hand is going to reach down to grab your right knee. Yeah. Like being a pretzel, huh? So now start to bring your right knee up towards your nose and start to bring your nose towards your right knee. So it's like you really fold yourself forward now. And you just kind of forget about that left arm. It'll lift a little bit and stuff, but that's the arm behind you. But your right hand is holding on to your left knee. And bring, no, you're doing it right. Your left hand is holding your right knee. The right hand's just hanging behind you. And you're pulling the right knee up towards your nose and your nose towards your knee. And do it in a way where you keep your head on the ground. So you're sliding along the floor. You really want to have minimal lifting, because as soon as you start to lift your neck, you'll stop breathing. And even though I've taken CPR, we don't want that today. So again, it's never important to get there. I'm just giving you cues for directionality. So just, it's a direction that your nose and knee come towards each other. But it's not important that they touch, okay? It's just a way that I clarify how I want you. That's beautiful to move. Really good. That's nice, Cindy. See if you can slide your upper body. There you go, a little bit more. And think of this part of your back pressing back towards me. There you go. Feel what that, that's it. So connect that to the knee and the head. How do you put, atta girl. That's the idea. See, before you were not doing that and doing it all on your neck. So, excellent. So to bring the nose and the knee towards each other, the mid part of your back has to move backwards. So I'm going to put my hand right here. Just think of this coming back into my hand and then fold forward. There. That's nice. Okay, slowly let go with your left hand. Bring your right hand onto your right hip. And then you're going to roll onto your back and rest. And you will feel, I'm sure, quite unusual right now. So just allow however you're feeling to be. Notice the different sensations you might be experiencing in the right hip compared to the left. Now continuing on your back, you're going to bend your right knee and hang the right knee and lower leg over your chest. Just let, that's it, the foot's hanging in space. Arms are down by your side, so it's the right leg. The left leg's long, it's just hanging, that's it. And now begin to do a movement of straightening now the lower leg, the sole of your foot, up towards the ceiling, and as you're lengthening it towards the ceiling, you arc it over to the left side of your body. So you lift, no, the right leg, lift the right heel up towards the ceiling and then arc it over so that you roll onto your left side and then you come back onto your back. So you reverse the movement. And as you bring the foot up to the ceiling and then you let it bend and just relax and hang the lower leg. But you never go back to the floor, that's it. And then you lift the right foot and then you arc the whole leg over to the left. Excellent. And then you come back again. Beautiful. Your palms are fine. Your hands are fine for right now. Great. Now the next time you come back to the starting position, so that's where the lower leg is just hanging, you're on your back. This next time, as you lengthen the sole of the foot up and arc over, you want to catch the right foot with your left hand. As you come over to the left side, that's it, somehow. And if you can't quite get the foot, the ankle will do, or your sock, or your pant leg. But you want to be holding on. You don't want to be touching. So somehow you want to hold on, because now we're going to come back onto your back. So you don't want to let go, and now you're going to lift the left leg up, right leg up with the left hand and come back to the ceiling, keeping the leg long, and now you come back over to the left side. So it's the right leg and the left hand. That's it, Jackie. It's fine to grab your pants like that. Perfect. Notice what you're doing with your rib cage and spine to do this movement. That's it. So wherever you can hold on, if it's the calf, the ankle, your pants, but don't lose the contact. That's it. Great. Now the next time that you come over to the left side, stay there and keep the contact. And now notice that your right arm, right, is behind you, palm down, and begin to start kicking the left leg backwards as if the left heel would come towards your right hand. And maybe the right hand you lower down towards your left heel. Very gently, and think of it as a kicking movement. If there was a wall behind you and you wanted to kick your left foot, so it means the left knee. So many of you are doing this. Many of you are just bending the lower leg. So everybody do that. Just bend the left lower leg. And that's a piece of the movement. But the other piece is, feel the left knee has to move backwards to kick the leg. Very much a movement like running. So your left knee and thigh also move behind the left side of your pelvis. That's it. That's the tough piece. The bending of the lower leg is the easy piece. So however you can think of sliding the left knee on the floor to move it backward. And even if it's an inch, and then slide it forward again. That's it. Beautiful. Do that same thing. Even if it's just a little bit, that's the idea. And really try to keep it a sliding movement, not lifting. And feel what that does in the lower back, how it arches the spine and you actually grow tall. This is the same action that if you're a runner. So let's stay right here, and I just want you to feel this piece. That piece. That piece. More arching it. There. Just gentle. Don't work too hard. It'll come. That's it. So you think more than you need. And it feels good. Ooh, there you go. Come backwards. Beautiful. Okay. Slowly let go of that. Bring your right leg up towards the ceiling across yourself and take a nice rest on your back. Please bend your right knee, bring the right knee up over your chest so the foot is hanging again. That's nice. And then you're going to do what we did in the earlier movement. Lengthen the right foot up towards the ceiling. And then sweep the leg all the way over to the left side. That's it. And come back to center. Do that once or twice. That should be feeling quite a bit easier, lighter. And then eventually getting a hold of the right ankle, right foot, wherever you can, pant leg with your left hand again. And again, a constraint is that you don't let go. So if the knee bends a little bit or you need that pant leg, and as you come back up towards the ceiling, bring yourself now over to the right side. Yeah, feel what you do to come over to the right side. And this is where it gets really fun with this work, because you're going to feel by going to the right side, it's going to make everything else so much easier. I'm going to move these up here so that your foot doesn't hit them just. Yep, and then you roll back to the ceiling, and then come back all the way over to the left side. So it's like you're making a big arc. And in this method, there's a lot of arcs that we do. That's it. And go across yourself and feel what you need to do, all in the rib cage and the spine. And the left leg just goes for a ride. See, he just follows along. Just let him hang out and follow. Oh, excellent. Okay, so Jackie, you're doing great. See if you can just hold on to the pant. There you go, so you don't lose it. There you go. Lift the leg. Great. And now the next time that you come over to the left side, stay there. And you can let the right knee bend, and the right knee. So that's the foot that you've got to hold. Let go of the right foot, there you go, and get a hold of the right knee. So let the lower leg bend down. There you go. And now kick your left leg behind you so that your right hand can get a hold of the left heel. And this will be quite easy now. So you kind of have both legs. So go back to the movement of kicking the left leg behind you. You're doing great. However you can, that's it. Excellent. And let your head and your right shoulder come behind you, because that makes it easier. And it's kind of like a seesaw movement. So it's like once you get a hold of the left foot, and I'm going to come and help each one of you, it's like, again, like a seesaw movement. So your head and right shoulder come down to the right and then up. And there's nothing big about this movement. It's more sensing it. Cindy, see if you can stay somehow. Can you just grab the sock? There, that's good enough. Perfect. And then it's like the seesaw. So this comes down. Beautiful. And then this comes up. And then this comes down. And then this comes up. Comes down. If you start to feel tired in this position and you want a break, please take a break and then come back to it, because I want to be able to come around to each one of you. So, let's see if we can get your head orchestrated here. So it's this kind of thing. Just don't let go. I need you to stay. Yeah. So this comes down, and then this comes up. So don't think of pulling the right leg at all. That's it. There. That's the idea. That's it. Good. That's it. And again, if you feel like you've had enough, rest on your back. Because the rest is really, really important. So let's talk. You want the head to come this way, and then this way. There you go. It's like a seesaw. And it's just a tiny move. Excellent. And then let it go. It's your ribs. I know we're working your ribs. You're doing beautifully. Here, and then slide, just let that head come this way. There you go. And then here, It's like a seesaw, yeah. Awesome. There you go.
No, I'm not holding on to much of mine.
Nope, you're fine. You're doing perfect. And wherever you're at, just go ahead and let it go and rest. And everybody rest on your back. Bend your right knee so that the knee is up over your chest, the lower leg dangles. Beautiful. And let's go back to the movement of lifting the lower part of your right leg up towards the ceiling and then arcing it over to the left side and then staying there. That's it. So again, now you feel the right hand is resting behind you. The left leg is straight out. The right leg is straight out in front of you and away. And this time, this movement, think of your right foot now pushing. Again, the right foot is pushing into a wall that's on the left side. So think of pushing, and it should straighten the knee, but I also want you to feel it all the way into the hip joint. So you push the wall and let it go. Just excellent. Push the wall. And notice some of you are pushing with your toes. So everybody try that, because that engages the quads. That's the front part of the foot. And then try pushing the wall with the heel. So you flex the foot, and that engages the hamstring and the back of the leg. You feel the difference? So for this movement, I'd like you to push with the whole foot so that you flex the foot, and you really think of the heel. So it pulls the right hip joint forward, and then when you release it, you feel that the pelvis and hip joint comes back to the starting. Can you let it rest? There you go. You just think of pushing and cleaning from here. That's it. And then let it go. And push and let it go. But don't let it go from here. Yeah. This is the same movement, Tom, we did last week about that, the hip moving back, the pelvis moving back. So you push with the heel, and then you let it go. That's it. Great, Jackie.
It doesn't matter how high your foot is?
You don't want your foot high. No, it doesn't matter how high your foot is. That's it. And so your knee, a constraint is let's not bend the knee. So feel that you come back here. Think of so let it come back here, better, and now, there, and now lift it. Excellent. That's what I want you to feel. Good. It's a really important movement of taking the pelvis backwards in space. Good. Now pause for a moment, and you're going to bring your right leg back up towards the ceiling. That's it, and then let the lower leg just dangle so your knee is in your chest. That's it, so just let the lower leg hang. And now in a way we're gonna do the same movement, but I'm gonna let the lower leg rest like this. So think of the knee, and the knee is gonna push up towards the ceiling. Think up towards the ceiling, not the lower leg, just let the lower leg hang, right? So think of your right knee is gonna push up towards the ceiling so the right side of your pelvis lifts up, and then it sinks back down. It's the exact same movement we just did on the side. But this is, again, another thing that we do in Feldenkrais, is if you change the orientation, the body may be very confused to do it in a very different spatial orientation. So think knee towards the ceiling, up, up there, and then back down. Again, think push. Excellent. And back. Your hip comes off the floor. And again, like with any of these movements, if you start to feel tired and fatigued, please pause and then come back to it. So let this part just let it take. Now think of pressing into my hand. So you lift up on just on this side. So just the right side lifts up. The left side you roll onto, right? You start rolling to the left. There you go. Good. That's it. Great. Okay. And pause. Everybody just pause with that. It's a really important movement. But it's quite fascinating how different it is from lying on your side. So let your leg be long. Just rest on your back. We'll come back to it. Bend your right knee again. Bring it up over your chest. Again, the lower leg just dangles. So that means let the toes, the foot just all be loosey-goosey and relaxed. That's it. And again, think of the right knee pushing up towards the ceiling so the right hip lifts and then lowers. That's it. And now could you begin to draw a circle, and let's go clockwise as you're doing this movement with your right knee. How can you draw a circle? Think of the circle on the ceiling. Great. That's it. And then go back. You've got the forward really well. I just want you to feel you're going back. You've got this great. But now come back. Press into my hand. You won't hurt. There you go. You won't hurt me. Even more right. Not with the knee, but right. That's it. There. And then come up and then down. So it's like the knee shoots away from you, and that's what that's it, Cindy. That's what pulls the pelvis over to the left side. Excellent. Okay. And let's rest again. Lower your legs, straighten them, and rest. Once again, bend your right knee, dangle it, the lower leg, so same position. And this time, as you think of pushing your knee up, the pelvis, you're going to do a circle counterclockwise. What is it like to go the other way? So go backwards, that's it. Make sure that's it. In the circle, you still get the push, so it's on the back side, I guess, of the front side of the clock, and then you circle, that's it, Cindy. Okay, and let that go and rest again. Rest with your legs long. Okay, so roll onto your left side again, and this time you can place your right leg on top of your left instead of in front. You lie on your left and you bend your knees, so your knees are bent. There you go. And now from this position, lift your right knee away from the left and bring it up towards the ceiling. There you go. That should be easy. And now lengthen the leg up towards the ceiling so the leg is long. That's it. Okay, now in this position, let's do the same movement we just did of thinking of now pushing your foot into the ceiling so that your pelvis lifts and then the pelvis lowers back down. So think of this and then sinking back down. That's it. So you end up rolling from the left side as if you were going to roll back to your back a little bit and then onto the left side. So as the pelvis comes back, that's it, Cindy. Now see if you can keep that for yourself. That's it. And now let it come back. And back. Ooh, okay. Let it go. Ah, there. That's the freedom you need in your pelvis. Let that go back. Ooh, look at that. Isn't that amazing? And there's actually, as this gets clear, there's a twist that starts to happen in the leg that you'll start to discover. There. See if we can get you a little bit more up to the ceiling. Now, let the pelvis come back. Back. More. Down. This is the down I was talking about. Down. That's what you need. You need a lot of that going backwards. You know how to go forward, but it's this. Now bring this to rest on its side. There you go. You're okay. There you go. It. Well, this isn't. There you go. Now, each time, see if you can let this stay a little bit so this really opens that pelvic area. I know it's hard. And let this go down. And up and down. Sink. I'd rather that and let the knee come up because I want you to feel that. It's really important. Can you let the arm hang behind you? Let's see how. Yeah. That's it. This movement. That's it. Good. Let's see. Oh, I don't want you to come all the way over there. You're making a big circle. Let's keep that there. So it's a lifting up and then sinking back. And then down, there. And then up. Beautiful. And see if you can do a little less in the ribs and feel it in the hip joint. Feel how this leg, when you do it, can turn. Just there you go. Let it turn. So this is what lengthens you up, not the ribs. And this is what lets you correct. And this is what, turn that leg, turn it. There you go. And then here, that's it. This is new for you. You didn't know your hips could move like this. That's it. Everybody thinks forward and back and doesn't. It's almost like if you were going to open a door with your leg or your foot, right? There's this twisting motion. It's really important. So sink back. Let your pelvis go back. Excellent. And then feel the twist. Tom, you've got it great. Just do less work in your foot. And think of more of your pelvis and less work in those knees. That's it. Be a stick. The leg is like a stick and it all comes from the hip joint. Twist. That's the idea. Okay, here, you're swinging more. Let's bend this out to the side. Instead of, I want you to feel in the hip joint. Let me just do it. That's the movement. So you're loosey-goosey. There you go. And then let it sink back, the pelvis. More. Pelvis. Let all this sink back.
Oh, okay.
There. Just let me push through it. There. And then as you twist, and then you come back. That's it. And you twist.
Is it me?
Yes. Eventually, no. But right now, I want you to feel this motion. That's it. This is really important for the hip joint. Let me help you, Jackie. And if you're tired, go ahead and lie on your back and rest. So let the pelvis sink. That's it. Now feel this twisting. That's it. So the twisting pulls you back over, and then untwisting brings you back. See if you can bend this more up like that and make it easier. And then twisting, bring yourself over, and then back. That's it, Jackie. And then twisting, and then back. There! Okay, excellent. Why don't you try once on your own? Beautiful. You guys are really getting it. It's like you start lubricating that joint. Okay, let it go and rest. Everybody rest. So I think as we're doing these movements, it's probably becoming really clear to you how some things are just like, what is she asking me to do? Not very clear. And it's that lack of clarity or knowing what to do with certain directions that we're not moving. And when we're not moving in certain ways, that is what leads us into a cycle of pain or overworking another area because that area isn't working. Hopefully that makes some sense. But often when we think of the hip joints, it's always a movement of forward and back. We're not really thinking about that there's actually a twisting and turning and a spinning that happens inside the hip joint. Okay, so bend your right knee again, hang it over you, and then lengthen it up towards the ceiling, and then arc it all the way over to the left side. Beautiful. And once it's there, keep it there. And let the lower leg bend on the right, that's it, and the left. And with your left hand, get a hold of your right knee. Right? That's it. Good, 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 good. And now, with that right hand, get a hold of the left foot. So start to kick that left foot back. It should be pretty easy now. Yeah? Yeah. Something that probably sounded, I mean, this is actually, I have to tell you now, this is a complex lesson. It's a very complex lesson. Especially for those of you, it's your first time. So you're kind of like a pretzel here. So try the seesaw movement again, really thinking of the left knee and left leg kicking behind you. Don't worry about the left hand holding the right knee. That's just there. But you really want to focus on the left knee kicking behind you. That's beautiful, Jackie. Really good. You're doing great. That's it. Kicking that foot behind you. That's it. Good. Now, pause with that. So you just let go. And since you're holding on with your left hand to your right knee, go back to that movement of pulling the right knee up towards your nose and folding your nose towards your knee and thinking of your back moving backwards in space. Remember, Cindy, that so as your nose and your right knee come together, your back goes backwards. And your pelvis goes backwards. That's it. Yeah, you're doing great. That's nice. So now the last movement, if it feels comfortable for you, is to combine these two. So you fold your nose towards your right knee once, and then you come back to the center, and then getting a hold of your left foot, you pull the left foot behind you and arch the back. So you go from an arched position to a folding position. It's beautiful, Jackie. Really good. With this work, it's never about, again, an end place to be. But when I'm watching you, I'm looking for your own personal quality. But see if you can keep your head though down. Can you keep it hanging down? It all has to do with, and I don't know you, but in here, the more you just let this soften and let this come back. Like, yeah, there you go. Now, do that movement. And then around. But there's no need to lift. It will. The softer your chest gets in here,
It will, but you just so, there you go. It's so tight in you. There you go. Yeah. Ah, see? Never say never. Nothing is impossible with me. There. Ah, excellent. Just think of this, let this go. Fold, 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 soften. There you go. Just fold all the way. There you go. Ah, there. That's the idea. Now guess what? I bet this shoulder feels a lot better. There you go. So those clavicles which are being gritty, holding tight with the sternum. There you go, look. Nice. Okay, everybody let it go and roll on to your back and rest. And in resting, just begin to now take the time to scan your body. You're welcome to either start at your head or your feet. And just notice what you're feeling now. I'm sure you're going to have a variety of sensations because this is a quite complex lesson that's doing a lot with your rib cage and spine. So just notice whatever you're noticing. A nice thing to think about is what parts of your body right now just feel really good. So where are you feeling a lot more freedom and just as if things just kind of melted? And it's also possible you may feel an area for yourself that feels maybe tighter or a little more challenged. And just to become aware of that. And whenever you feel an area like that, again, it gives you information of how you use yourself and probably you were working too hard in that particular area. So kind of a good rule of thumb is whenever we experience tension, it means something's overworking. And this work is about learning where you're holding and where the tension is and how do you learn to let go to back off that tension. And now let's have you go back to rolling your head a little bit to the left and to the right, just like we did in the beginning. And just see if rolling your head to the left and right, if it feels a lot more free. So by doing so much movement with your spine, your neck now feels really a lot more freedom. And the quality in which you roll your head. Good. Okay, and then taking your time, I always like to bring you up to standing and as much as possible, stay again inside yourself. Not worrying about how you look or your clothes, but so that you can experience how you feel in standing, and then we'll go into walking with this lesson. So again, taking your time, go ahead and roll to a side. First come to sitting and then standing. And once you're up and standing, just observe how do you stand now on your right leg and on your left leg. And it may feel quite different because we did very different movements, again, within the body on the two sides. Just notice that. Notice how your shoulders feel, how your arms hang down by your side. And when we do a lesson like this, not to worry because your brain is so smart that everything we did, it will learn and transfer. So as the day goes on, things will even out if you feel something really lopsided. So it will work itself. Yeah? So go ahead and walk around the room and just notice what walking is like for you. And you may feel one leg feels lighter, the other feels heavier. And you may not at all. It might feel light everywhere or... Now walk a little bit faster. Like if you're, you know, a faster walking pace. And what I'd like you to notice as you're walking is what's happening with your arms now.
So notice for all of you, your arms are moving. And that's because your spine is moving. And that's what we worked a lot on, is the rotation of your spine relative to your pelvis.